to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy McNabb. I have the lovely resident Dr. Kobe Slater, who talks to us about ways of treating different conditions that you have in a natural and healthy way. And she gives you little tips and tricks about signs and symptoms of things you never even imagined could be affecting you based on environment and food. Today, her topic is going to be on rosacea, which is that lovely, irritating glow that some of us get on our face and probably different parts of our body as well. But we'll talk more about it with Dr. Kobe. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Tammy. So yeah, today I'm going to be talking about rosacea, and this is a really common inflammatory skin disorder. And it usually starts to kind of creep up around the ages of 30 to 50. It kind of suddenly starts appearing, and a lot of people will think, oh my gosh, am I getting like some form of adult acne? Because it does look a little bit like acne. It commonly occurs on the cheeks and the nose, and you get this sort of redness happening, and the capillaries deep in your skin start dilating, and you can start seeing these little broken veins, and then there's usually the appearance of little tiny bumps that occur on the face. And so, unfortunately, this skin problem occurs in women 3 times more commonly than men. But there are definitely some triggers that we can look at for this skin condition. So one of the things that I'll commonly look towards with a patient that comes in with rosacea is a few different things in their digestive system. So first I want to kind of discover if they have enough pancreatic enzymes. And so these are the enzymes that are produced from the pancreas. Specifically, the one that I'm interested in is one called lipase. And this is the enzyme that helps to break down and digest fats properly. So if you have a pancreatic deficiency in lipase, then that can be the reason that this rosacea suddenly appears on your face. Another thing that can happen in our digestive system is our hydrochloric acid levels can start becoming lower and lower. So as we age, that is definitely a natural manifestation. When we're younger, we have lots of hydrochloric acid, but just with the aging process, that production starts dwindling down and dwindling down. And there are also some other things that can happen to cause our hydrochloric acid production to slow down, like things like food allergies or poor nutritional habits. And when we don't have enough of this stomach acid happening, then rosacea can appear. You can imagine that our stomach is actually supposed to be this burbling cauldron of battery acid. And then when the food enters into our stomach, the hydrochloric acid will kill off anything that it needs to kill off and effectively break down the foods properly. But if we don't have enough of that stomach acid, then it's kind of like the food hits table vinegar and the job is incomplete, and that can cause the rosacea. Certain B vitamins as well, deficiencies in those areas can cause rosacea. So specifically vitamin B6 and B12. So often if someone's got rosacea, if they start supplementing with a really good B complex, they'll start noticing that skin condition calming and going away. There are a few things that can be triggering the problem. So if you are experiencing drinking excessive caffeine, so lots of people are drinking way too much coffee throughout the day. We're on the fly. We need that pick-me-up. And so any more than even one cup a day is considered to be excessive in my circle. And so if you have rosacea, going on an experiment and just taking that caffeine out of your diet for a month and watching your skin heal is just an amazing journey. And then the other thing that really can trigger it is alcohol. And many people will see that. They'll say, oh, when I have a glass of wine, my whole face flushes, even my neck flushes. And what's happening is the alcohol is actually dilating the blood vessels and causing this problem. And so really, it's your body's way of saying that the alcohol, it's not agreeing with you. And then the last thing that can cause the rosacea is menopause. So if your hormones are out of balance, maybe they're too low for menopause levels, maybe there's too much fluctuations in estrogen, that can really start causing the rosacea.
So in Can I just start by doing a good, because I do actually get that whole flush. I don't know if it's being perimenopausal, but actually I did actually suffer from it in my 30s as well. And I do get the red, and I know I have broken capillaries around my nose because of it as well. So starting with a good B complex vitamin is a great way to start. What are some, and you're, I know you're going to say yes, but also on top of that as well, what are some natural foods that contain B vitamins as well?
Yeah, so what I would recommend to someone if they have rosacea is starting on a really good B complex vitamin, also doing a good digestive enzyme, one that actually contains the hydrochloric acid, and making sure that there's also lipase in there. And you want to take those digestive enzymes with every meal that you eat. In fact, there's a little sort of challenge test that you can do with hydrochloric acid, where every time you take a meal, you will increase the hydrochloric acid by one capsule. So one at the first meal, two at the second, three at the third, and so on. And you keep increasing that dose until you feel this kind of warming, burning sensation, like you've had like a shot of alcohol or something like that in your stomach. And once you feel that burn, say you felt that at five capsules, then you know, okay, I need four with every meal. And then after a few weeks, you'll start getting that burn with four, and then you decrease it to three. And so it actually helps your body to turn on those mechanisms to start producing the hydrochloric acid again.
So for the digestive enzyme, because I make my husband take it because his father had pancreatic cancer, will it tell me that it has hydrochloric acid and the lipase in it? Will I see that on the label?
You'll definitely see lipase, and hydrochloric acid is often called betaine. So you're looking for betaine or HCl, and then you'll see different enzymes like lipase, protease, amylase.
So any of the digestive enzymes end in the A's, A-S-E, right? Okay, good. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Dr. Kobe Slater.